You probably know Jim Riggs best by the back of his head. He's often seen rising out of the stage in Bay Area movie theaters playing the organ. He's among a handful of people in the world who can tame the mighty Wurlitzer, a massive instrument with 1,800 pipes, 244 keys, and 32 foot pedals. Whew! April Demboski sat down with Riggs at the Paramount Theater in Oakland to talk about the history of the organ, his technique, and what it's like being an anonymous celebrity.
Can you explain the anatomy of the organ? It seems very complicated.
Well, they are really the most complicated musical instrument devised. Okay, you have the key desk or the console, and that has the keyboards that your fingers and feet play. Plus the stops. In this case, they're little celluloid tongues. On a classical organ, they're little knobs that pull out from the side. Now, what actually makes the sound are the organ pipes. And those are way up in the organ, what people used to call organ lofts or chambers. And then providing all that wind is the blower, and that's down in the basement. All those little buttons and stop tabs and keys and whatnot mean next to nothing to the general public, but I can't tell you how many times I've heard, "Boy, that looks like the cockpit of a 747.
You actually write some of the compositions for some of the silent films that are shown here at the Paramount. What's your creative process for doing that?
Oh, well, there's a lot of ways you can do it. The most authentic method would be to play the original score, and all silent films came with a score of some sort. However, a lot of those do not survive. The next most authentic method would be to employ only music that was contemporary with the film. What I like to do, rather than just a straight improvisation, I call it a prepared improvisation. And the key to that is to know the picture really well. To view a DVD or a print or a VHS copy many, many times. So I know where the pratfalls are, when somebody gets shot, when a kiss happens, when some dramatic moment is coming up. You've got to know the sequence of the narrative very, very intimately. Then I compose motifs, slight short themes for the major characters, sometimes major scenes if it's dramatically warranted. And then, having prepared all that and knowing what's going to happen when, I can weave together all those elements during performance in this sort of prepared improvisation.
What happened in the 50s and 60s that kind of led to the decline in the organ that we are now resurfacing from?
The little screen. Television. That's what did it. That's what pretty much nearly killed off the movie industry. And of course, property values of old movie palaces like the Paramount here, they became high enough that it was more profitable to actually tear down the theaters, build a parking lot or some sort of development. And that happened all over the country. We were losing these wonderful buildings. Northern California has been a real center for the rebirth of this kind of instrument. And there are a lot of people that play it.
A lot of people who come to the theater know of you, but not a lot about you.
Isn't that the truth? They know the way I look from the back. Isn't that the truth? Yeah, I mean, I've played for, I don't know, over a million people in the Bay Area the last 20-something years. But they don't know what my face looks like. As a matter of fact, years ago, I took a Craigslist personal ad out, and it went something like, "You ever wondered who that organist playing at the Paramount or the Castro Theater? What's he's like? Because you never see his face." And it went on like that. Actually, got a couple of nice responses, too.